This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Got a three-peat joining us on the show today on what I think is one of the really critical issues about the future of Atlanta and certainly in the real estate industry. So always enjoy these informative conversations.
Yeah, I just think this is an area that we have an opportunity to implement some really tremendous change with the upcoming election. And of course, I certainly hope it doesn't stop there.
I agree with you. I think this is, you're always looking for an opportunity to do something now that will benefit us long term. And here's our chance. And I will admit that I've come a long way in my understanding of these issues and in my appreciation of the importance of these issues. And I wish I had taken this seriously a long time ago. So this is a very, very important conversation. Let's welcome back to the show Joey Klein. He's the treasurer and a board member with Advance Atlanta. Joey, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd, Carol. Good to see you all again.
Always good to see you, sir. Just in case, you've been on the show a few times now, but to someone who's listening who's not familiar with Advance Atlanta, give us a quick overview of what you guys are trying to do.
Sure. We are an advocacy organization that is here to promote expanded regional transit in the metro area. So we are huge fans of the vote that's about to take place in November for expanded transit within the city limits. But we really see our long-term usefulness and our goals at starting the conversations in other regions of the area to the point where hopefully we can get some transit significantly outside the city limits as well.
And I tell you, for those of our listeners sitting and thinking, we don't need transit. Think back to, last month when we had the pipeline bust and everybody was trying to get gas at the gas station. How much easier would it have been to make your commute if you were just driving as far as your, MARTA station just down the street to hop on a train?
I was very, very low on gas that day and drove by its station and kind of forgot about it. And all the pumps had plastic bags over them and panicked for a little bit. And yeah, it would be very nice to not be beholden to those things and to have the choice of whether to drive somewhere or to take a bus or a train somewhere.
Well, Carol, I remember when you were on Facebook and you were polling your community there saying, well, gosh, I have a diesel truck and a regular combustion engine. Which one should I use? Joey, why do we have to wait till a crisis like this before we begin to think on these kinds of things? Why can't we, which is the whole point of Advance Atlanta, is trying to be proactive on these things, but why can't we look ahead and actually plan for this stuff?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things. If you look at just the basics of human nature, we are oftentimes more motivated by fear and pain and aversion to those, as opposed to being proactive and seeking good. So, if you want to get psychological about it, sometimes it takes these things to actually spur us into action.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, if you want to get practical about it, just the ins and outs of the political process and how much money it takes to get these projects done means that sometimes it takes these sort of events and enough people kicking and screaming and making their voices be heard to really get something done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fear and aversion seems to be a theme for this year's election.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The issues we could categorize under that is probably long. But Joey, so we have a very important vote coming in a couple of weeks. And I'm not talking about the presidential election. I'm talking about this issue that you care about. So for what I fear is perhaps a voting electorate that is not as up to speed on this as they should be. Can you spend a minute or two and kind of walk us through what this vote is all about and kind of your thoughts on it?
Sure. Now, before I get into that, I will say I have heard polling recently that has put the chances of this being a yes vote in, call it, the low to mid 60s. So, nothing is over till it's over. I'm holding my breath until November 8th, but I'm feeling very good.
But if you're in politics and are familiar with those kinds of polling, that's a good number. That is a positive number towards the yes vote. Absolutely.
Yes. But to go into the details for those who maybe aren't familiar, so on the presidential ballot this November, the residents of only the city of Atlanta, not Metro Atlanta, city of Atlanta, so I think at last count about 460,000 people, are going to get the chance to vote on a really ambitious, once-in-a-lifetime chance to expand MARTA within the city limits. It is extremely equitable in regards to both the types of transit as well as the areas of town that it focuses on. So you've got expanded bus transit and bus routes. You have light rail along the Beltline, and you have the potential for additional investment in heavy rail west out I-20. And it really touches everywhere from the East Side Trail to Campbellton Road to South Atlanta and to the North Atlanta, where the portion of the Beltline kind of touches Lindbergh. So it's really cool. This is a $2.5 billion project slated to run for 40 years. The residents of the city of Atlanta are going to be asked to approve a half penny additional sales tax to run for 40 years to fund these projects. And there's been nothing like it for the city in my lifetime, frankly. Even T-Splost, the portion that focused on the city, wasn't this extensive, in my opinion. And this is a make or break vote for our city.
And so to vote yes is to vote in support of that half penny sales tax increase?
Correct.
Which then puts into motion a project list. Can you shed some comment on some of the highlights of that?
So the project list, as I mentioned, I'm very happy with, not just in regards to my own personal little pet projects, but you know, like when you look at a city of nearly 500,000 people, you want to make sure that everyone gets something. And that makes it more likely that people will vote on it because they think they have a stake in this. This project list really does this. Again, it's everything from, you know, completing transit along the Beltline, which in and of itself touches 45 different neighborhoods. A lot of people think of the Beltline only as the East Side Trail. It's only the East Side Trail because that's what's gotten the most publicized and, you know, been paved most recently. But we forget it's 22 miles and 45 different neighborhoods. It's got bus routes that don't exist currently. It has expanded, you know, fewer time between buses than currently exists. It has rail in areas that currently don't exist around I-20 south of there and just on the line. So
I hope people realize how game-changing that could be. They embrace it and realize what it is.
You know, here's the thing. I don't think that we give people enough credit. I think that people really do. Look, there's always going to be a portion of the electorate which is not as informed as we'd like them to be. But I grew up here and I left for a little bit and I've been back for about 5 years. And I got to tell you that I have seen a real difference in how civic minded and engaged in their community the people of the city are. I'll give you an example. So the lantern parade that happens every year on the Beltline. So my wife and I just moved and we bought a house around the Beltline in the Fourth Ward. And the lantern parade was a couple weekends ago. Now I knew that it existed for a couple of years and I thought it was, you know, like a cute little neighborhood thing, right? Tens of thousands of people showed up for this thing. And this is after existing for a couple of years. And we're talking about people, you know, holding up lanterns, marching down what is a glorified sidewalk. and me saying that is not to denigrate it. It's saying how amazing it is that all these people came in from different parts of town to a very crowded area to show their pride only after a couple years of this thing existing. That sort of innate civic pride, that to me is kind of a game changer for this region. So I think a lot of people do realize this, and I think that's why it's polling well.
Mm-hmm. Understood. All right. Joey Klein, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Joey Klein, the treasurer and a board member with Advance Atlanta.
So, Joey, always a burning question for me. Any updates on Cobb County?
So, Carol, we're actually having an event just with you in mind.
Oh, perfect.
In Cobb
Good.
County. You know, as I mentioned, our goal is to start the conversation about transit in the places where it's a hard conversation. You know, we had an event in Piedmont Park at Park Tavern earlier this year. Fantastic event, but promoting transit inside the city limits of Atlanta is not that much of a challenge. Right. And I don't want to, you know, badmouth the, you know, the good work so many people do on that path, but it's a much easier conversation for people to have in that sort of an urban environment where it's really tough and where you encounter pushback. And this is no surprise to anyone who's lived in this region for at least a little bit of time, is as you go outside the perimeter. You know, it's unfortunate for the residents because so many people out there, I believe, want this solution, but their voice is not being heard. So our goal going forward is to have events and conversations in these places where it's a tough conversation and where there's pushback, because that's where I think the most impact can come. So we're having an event in a couple of days on October 20th at the Braves Experience Center, which is right across the street from SunTrust Park.
It's the heart of all the bad decisions in Cobb County. Sorry.
Well, we're working hard to make sure that the pieces of that were potentially a little bit unfavorable, namely the lack of transit to that region, are hopefully one day rectified.
Right.
And we've really got a stellar lineup of stakeholders in that community that are eager to have the conversation about transit. Tim Lee is going to be one of our speakers. Tad Leithead with the Cumberland CID. We've got Ben Limmer from MARTA. And we've got a couple of folks from the Braves, Jeremy Strife and Mike Plant. And
excellent.
Yeah, we're really excited with the enthusiasm. We're looking forward to great turnout. And so, you know, look, that project, which I can go on the record to say, I think is going to be fantastic.
I agree.
I don't like that there's no transit there. I don't like that it's being built in a purely car-dependent environment. But when you look at the stadium and you look at what's being built around it, it's going to be a really cool mixed-use development. And so we as Advance Atlanta want to figure out and make sure that we promote these awesome game-changing projects in and around Metro Atlanta that I think is going to be really good for Smyrna and the residents close by in, you know, Vinings as well as Marietta as well. How do we turn that into something that's even better by giving people alternative means to get there? Look, the transit conversation in Cobb County is one that is going to go on for many years to come. Even if there was action right now, there still wouldn't be a train running for 8 to 10 years.
Yeah. I have a theory. It's a new theory. I actually just developed it while sitting here. You know, they're building this fantastic Northwest Expressway, right? Mm-hmm. That they've slammed all the way through 75 and 575, and it opens in 2018, and it's not going to fix the problem, right? But you know what they've given us is this wonderful two-lane road that's kind of out of the hubbub of the rest of it. Why don't we just stick a train on it? Then we solve the problem.
I was doing some work in Woodstock, and I went up there for a meeting, and as I'm driving up 75 and 575, I see this behemoth of a two-lane road being built. And just the only thing I'm thinking is, God, a train would look good there.
Well, you know, it really makes me think, you know, maybe that's not their thought, but it's definitely foreshadowing, because that two-lane road isn't going to fix the problem, but putting a train on it might really fix the problem.
Well, good luck with that one when the day comes. But
Joy, let's just cut the brass tacks here. I mean, I'm excited about this pending vote in a couple of weeks, this half cent, because if you are aware of and appreciate what public transportation like MARTA and bus lines and all that. And even though there's a presence there now, we all know it can be much more extensive and really serve that community. But we also know where the real problem is too, is outside the perimeter. And I mean, there's been some recent journalism on some concerns with Gwinnett too. I mean, it will be game changing for the future growth of this city if we start taking that seriously. And as you said, it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, this is going to be a process that's going to take years. What do you think we have to do? I mean, is there some optimism that a successful vote here, a yes vote here, and then, you know, the development, particularly if there's some federal support that comes with that too, which can really become exciting. Is there some hope that this says, all right, see, here's what's possible. Now let's start spreading this out around the community.
There is. And I'm going to go back to what I said earlier about pain. Pain is what is going to solve this problem.
Yep.
There is, look, I'm a very optimistic person. I think it's a much more fun way to lead your life than the opposite. But at the end of the day, hope and optimism and economic development, those are all fantastic and needed. But I think the only thing that's going to solve the problem outside the perimeter is pain and elongated pain. And what I mean by that is the pain of residents and businesses moving. You mentioned Gwinnett. So Gwinnett's pain, or its most recent pain, recently came when NCR announced that, as opposed to keeping a decent bit of its presence in the suburbs in addition to its huge Midtown campus, they're going to double down on Midtown, and they're going to build another tower there. And that's several thousand more jobs that are leaving Gwinnett, and a bemoaning of, why didn't we build this train years ago? And yet, there is no discussion to build the train. There is some money that is going to transportation, but it's only to roads, and the problem continues. Pain is what is going to get us out of this situation, unfortunately. And I do think that the city success is going to be a game changer in, unfortunately, increasing that pain for some of these regions. I'm sure you saw, and most of your listeners might have seen, the amazing write-up that the Beltline recently got in the New York Times. Mm-hmm. Some of the greatest national or international press that this city has seen in a long time. And a very respected urban planning professor out of GW, who's written a lot on the topic, made the claim, and this is the same guy who has called Atlanta one of the worst designed cities in the country and the poster child for suburban sprawl, that the train on the Beltline is one of, if not the most important rail and trail project, not just potentially in the country, but in the world right now. Little old Atlanta. And so people are watching us. And what happens this November doesn't just resonate for our region. People throughout the country are watching us. And so the implications and the consequences, I don't think could be, you know, taken any more seriously.
No, what's the cliche? You know, the best time to start something would have been a generation ago. The next best time is now.
Yes.
But I think you're right that there's going to have to be some more pain and all that. You know, and Carol, I mean, let's just think about the conversations we've had on this show over the last year or so. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening real estate development-wise inside the perimeter, and there's a reason for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, even inside the perimeter is places the train doesn't go, or even barely outside the perimeter. You talk about pain. Look at the number of companies that have chosen where to locate based on where the train is.
Yep.
And that is very true. And look, obviously, it's no surprise my feelings on InTown based upon where I just bought a home and what I've just talked about for the past 20 minutes. But here's the thing. Let's not discount a lot of the little city centers that are popping up in suburban parts of, you know, this city as well. Marietta and its downtown, the stunning success of Avalon and Alpharetta. Duluth is right now undergoing some construction on their downtown. Norcross as well. Suwanee, Roswell. So the thing is, you've got people in those regions that want those same amenities. It'd be nice if they could take a train to them. There are plenty of suburban areas in other parts of this country, Chicago, DC, where, yeah, you can't take a train to every single area in those suburban cities, but they at least go to the downtown.
Yeah. Or you find some mix, whether it's train or and bus. You know, and what I think is, look, we have, I think, short term, and by short term, I mean probably the next generation, light rail in terms of MARTA going into Cobb and Gwinnett is an immediate need. But I think the long term benefit of heavier rail up to Chattanooga and Gainesville and Augusta and Athens and Macon, that then that becomes really, really exciting about how that can further change this whole dynamic.
It really does. You know, I mean, you think of the Acela corridor up and down 95, you know, from DC through Baltimore, through Philly, through New York, through Boston. You've got, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but a healthy amount of the population of this country all in a train's distance from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one, let's get a local train first, but yeah.
Right. No, that's why I led that off by saying there's a short-term priority.
Yeah.
But that future is exciting too, potentially. So.
Very.
All right. Well, Joey, we're about out of time. We have an exciting couple weeks ahead as you kind of wrap this campaign. And I'm excited to hear about this meeting in Cobb. I think that could be an interesting new dialogue into what's happening there. But so we probably should have you back after the new year to kind of update us on what happened with the election and where we go from there. So hopefully you'll come back and do that. For now, how can people contact you should they have questions and learn more about all this? And where can I get really educated on this vote?
My recommendation would be to go to advanceatlanta.com, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We've also got links to a lot of the other amazing groups in the city that are supporting transit, like Citizens for Progressive Transit, for example. And come see us on October 20th at the Braves Experience Center. You get to hear a lot of great speakers.
Is that open to the public?
It is open to the public. Now, we have limited tickets. So I would say go to our website right now and get tickets. But it's $15. It includes food, wine, beer, a great view of the new Braves Stadium, and some pretty interesting speakers on a very timely and pressing topic.
Joey Klein, treasurer and board member with Advance Atlanta. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and good luck on Election Day.
Thanks. When we meet next time, I will either be in great despair or elation. Hopefully the latter.
Understood. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Joey Klein, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.